Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk again with Troy Newman, the president of Operation Rescue. And recently he went down under, and it was not a good experience. We'll find out all about that. Troy, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be here on your show, and it's, of course, great to be back on American soil as well.
Yeah. Well, let's get a context on this. First of all, you've been the president of Operation Rescue for how long?
Since 1999, so gosh, going on 17, 18 years.
Okay, 1999. All right, first question is this. You, with Operation Rescue, and you as a pro-life activist, have you ever, you personally or your organization, ever advocated violence, ever, in any way towards anybody performing abortions, or anybody, period?
No, I mean, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, even my predecessors have all condemned violence. We have people that must sign a nonviolence pledge when they come to one of our events. We've written about this and spoken about it profusely in regards to the fact that the pro-life ethic is that we regard a human life from the moment of conception all the way till natural death with dignity and honor and respect the same way that God lays it out in the scriptures. In fact, since I've been through the judicial system so many times and seen the corruption in the judges, I've actually gone so far as to be against the death penalty. So I'm completely against anything that would diminish or harm the humanity of every single human being.
Hmm. Your opposition to the death penalty is only in the sense that it's not always carried out in the same way for everybody type of thing. So there's almost an injustice in a sense. It's the best justice you can buy, almost.
That's a great term. That's the sort of justice we have in this country. Look, when one federal judge in our court case, in an NAF case, one federal judge is blocking our Planned Parenthood undercover videos from going to Congress, or when one federal judge throws Kim Davis in jail for violating what's a made-up federal law, but what's constitute the federal law of Kentucky, or when a group of judges in the Supreme Court can sentence 55 million children to death and then pervert the law as written, I have zero confidence in our judicial system, absolutely none. So I don't think they've got the competence to even sentence people to death.
Hmm. Now, when you mentioned the videos, the Planned Parenthood videos, for those not familiar with it, what role do you play or Operation Rescue with the Center for Medical Progress that produced the videos?
Well, I, in my personal capacity, have been an advisor to David Dalyden for the past 3 years, and I sit on the board of the Center for Medical Progress and consulted on many different occasions on the production of these and the release and the collaboration behind getting the videos. So I'm honored to do that, and that's the thing that really sent the Aussies down under to a position of wanting to keep me and prohibit me from coming into the country because of our great effectiveness in closing down these abortion clinics and shining a very truthful shadow over Planned Parenthood and the rest of the abortion industry.
Okay, so tell us what happened in Austria. Set it up by telling us who invited you there and what happened then.
So I was invited 3 months ago by Australia Right to Life, and they wanted to set up a nationwide speaking tour, actually 10 different cities, to speak on behalf of the dignity of human life, how we have been so successful in this country in putting abortionists behind bars for their crimes, for killing women, botching abortions, raping women on the operating room table, etc., and also to speak to the fact that the Planned Parenthood is selling body parts, fetal body parts, contrary to the law. And we've been very effective in that. And so I was invited to go. I had my visa all set up for 3 months. But on the day I was flying, actually mid-air, I live in Wichita, Kansas, so I flew from Wichita to Denver, and then from Denver to L.A. I was supposed to go, but they began to stop me right there, saying there was a problem with my visa, and I subsequently was able to catch another flight because United prevented me from flying. I flew on Southwest Airlines over to Los Angeles, and I caught my original flight from L.A. down to Australia. Once we tried to go through the customs area, my wife, of course, was allowed to go through, and her visa was permitted. But I was put in a detention room there in the airport for about 15 or 20 hours, We hired some attorneys very quickly, right on the fly, and we began fighting it immediately. But as you know, the judicial system takes a long time, so they transferred me over to a detention center where I was placed in solitary confinement for 3 days before the courts kind of delayed our process for another month. Mm. And rather than waiting around in Australian jail, which I had the right to do, I said, no, I'm going to go ahead and leave. And so we're fighting that. But yeah, 3 days in jail, solitary confinement for the crime of being pro-life.
Well, okay, now the detention center that you're referring to, was that actually on the grounds of the airport?
No, it was on a military base about 30 minutes away.
Oh, wow. So you did leave the airport just to be transferred over to a jail, basically.
Right. They don't like to call it a jail over there. They call it a detention facility. But I said, when I walked in, there was a sign hanging on someone's office that said warden. And even though they didn't put me in cuffs, I had no mobility. I had no access to the Internet and my cell phone, my attorney, my wife. I had no access to the outside world. I was in a cot. I had a bathroom, a nice stainless steel a toilet there, and they fed me. But I had a person, a minder, if you will, a keeper, that literally wrote down everything that I did. If I took a nap, if I used the restroom, if I ate something, they wrote down everything. And I couldn't go anywhere into the general population apart from being escorted.
Wow, that's fascinating. Okay, now what was the charge against you? Remember, I asked you earlier about violence, and that
right. There's
no violence that you have nobody's accused you of violence, or have they?
Yeah, no. Well, the accusation was there. There's an MP there, a member of Parliament by the name of Terry Butler, who's tied to the very extreme pro-abortion funding organization called Emily's List, and that's how a lot of these politicians get put into office, because they're literally bought and sold by the pro-abortion crowd. Hmm. And she sent a letter over to the immigration minister, Peter Dutton, and told him several things about me, all lies and made up. But here are the actual charges. There were two. In a 10-page document, it boiled down to two charges. Number one, I believe, in parentheses or in quotes, that abortion is a savage act of violence. Abortion is a savage act of violence, in quotes. I believe that, and I told them I do, and it actually is the majority opinion, particularly in the later gestational ages. And number two, that I was coming to Australia to speak to the topic of the sale of fetal body parts, mm-hmm. and that would cause a, quote, adverse public reaction, and also, quote, it would not be good for the, quote, public order, end quote. So those two things, very subjective, in a very heavy-handed, totalitarian way, I became a political prisoner of the country of Australia for 3 days.
That's incredible. I mean, this is not a third world country we're talking about. Obviously,
no.
This is a Western democracy, so-called.
Hey, you'd expect this from China or Iran or Syria, maybe Russia in the former days, but not Australia, for crying out loud. This is a place where millions of American tourists go every single year. And I had taken my wife. We had, I packed my suits. We were all ready for a 10-day speaking tour and a couple of days of vacation along the way. It was the farthest thing from my mind that I would wind up in solitary confinement, literally treated worse, actually literally worse than some of the radical imam ISIS terrorists that have been allowed into that country to speak on behalf of ISIS.
That is amazing. But it just shows you what a price to be paid. Now, tell us more about this trafficking in body parts. Tell us what you would have told the people in Australia.
Well, it's been not common knowledge, but some of us in the pro-life movement have known about this for years and have known that after the abortion, the several abortion clinics, particularly Planned Parenthood, would take the aborted child, and if it was aborted intact, all the better, so they have a whole body, a whole fetal cadaver, to slice up, literally, and piece off, like someone who steals a car would piece off the body parts and the engine and the seats and so forth. And that's what's going on inside Planned Parenthood today, even as we speak. And there's the hearts, the liver, the lungs, the neural tissue, the eyes, the skin of these children are sold to research labs and universities literally around the globe so they could do this ghoulish kind of Dr. Mengele-type experiments. Mm. And it's been little known, but now it is widely known, and it's the thing, I believe, that's going to cause the utter collapse and implosion of the abortion cartel and finally put them out of business. I think that's what they're really afraid of in Australia, is the effectiveness of our measures, and I was hoping that they could join in to some of these same undercover experiments, journalism that we have done, so that they can put their abortionists out of business too.
Well, thanks to the internet, I'm sure some of the people in Australia have seen some of these videos.
They have. In fact, Terry Butler, the MP that was so frightened of my existence, said that she had seen these videos, and of course they come with the lies that the videos have been manipulated, highly doctored, sensationalized, and then of course they say they never saw them. But it's the only thing they can do is the two things they do is, number one, deny their existence, and then make counter accusations that are so incredible and outlandish that they silence the debate altogether.
Well, it's interesting how some of the videos even incorporate statements, for example, of Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood. You know, they actually incorporate some of her statements saying, we do not do this, you know, whatever. And then, boom, they then show, you're wrong, Cecile, they do this.
Right, right. So that's it. I mean, they deny and make counter accusations. That's the rule of the left. You'll see it happen every single time. This is the most ludicrous accusation I've ever heard of in my life, and it's made by extremists who are outside the public norm that kill people, and you know, it's the craziest thing. And it doesn't matter if you're in the United States or if you're in Australia. The political correct movement to silence Christians has gone over the top. It's now clear. It's clear that there is true oppression going on, not just in Syria or in Iraq or Egypt, but right here on our soil and in democracy or democratic countries like Australia.
You know, even when you were there in prison, there was a man who was nuts, who was killing people, you know, in Oregon. And some of the eyewitnesses said that he would actually ask people, are you a Christian? And if they said, yes, I'm a Christian, he would go and shoot them in the head. If they denied being a Christian, then he would shoot them in the legs. That was according to eyewitness testimony. And that happened when you were in Australia, where Christians were being targeted here in the United States. You know, again, a crazy guy.
Right.
But comment on the few cases that there have been. Where some people that supposedly on the fringes of the pro-life movement have done violence, which everybody like you and D. James Kennedy and James Dobson are among the very first to denounce such violence.
Right, and there has been. Look, it's no secret that abortion is a very controversial topic when brought up in the public square, and our position is that children are being systematically murdered. Their lives are being taken. It's a crime against humanity. And in the same way that there's been these mass public shootings across the country from time to time, every single one of them has been an unstable individual, somebody with mental problems. And oftentimes they're taking psychotropic drugs that one of the ideations of these drugs is homicidal and suicidal tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's not talked about is the epidemic of problems associated with people taking these psychotropic drugs. And so I think there's been five or six cases nationwide in the past 42 years where some unstable person has taken the life of a person in the abortion cartel. But that is not the position of any pro-lifer that I know, because, again, the pro-life position, and it's not funny, I apologize for laughing, but the pro-life position,
it's ludicrous.
From start to finish, is that human beings created in the image and likeness of God have dignity, and we cannot take their lives. We must preserve them at all costs.
Mm. Troy Newman, where could people look up and get more information, plus even see the videos? Give us your website, please.
Yeah, it's real simple. OperationRescue.org. OperationRescue.org. You can get all the information you've ever desired about what happened in Australia or the videos or anything else.
All right, Troy Newman, God bless you. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.